Hi there and happy Monday. Welcome back to another Monday Morning Motivation episode. I got so much great response from last week's Monday Morning episode around the quote, "Do the things and you shall have the power." First, thank you for letting me know that the podcast is making a difference in your life. I so appreciate it, and I'm so grateful for the reviews and the feedback. And if you haven't given me a review yet and you love the podcast, I'd love for you to do it. It really helps me reach more people and my big dream to inspire 101 million people to write down 3 dreams. So based on the great feedback, I thought I would continue on this theme. So today, the quote is centered around a profound quote by the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle. "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." Aristotle's words hold timeless wisdom, transcending centuries to guide us in the pursuit of excellence. So today we are going to delve deep into the concept of habit and how it plays a pivotal role in shaping the life of our dreams. So grab your favorite beverage and find a comfortable spot, or if you're out for a walk, keep walking and let's embark on this transformative quote together. First, let's get into the power of habit. Aristotle suggests that our daily habits define who we are. What we constantly do becomes ingrained in our character, shaping the trajectory of our lives. I couldn't agree more. What we do every day matters so much more than what we do once in a while. So it's critical to know what your habits are. And if some habits are not serving your dreams and goals, that is your first step, to be aware of your habits. And sometimes we just go about the day and we're not aware what we do automatically. So really start noticing what you do without thinking. So how can you apply Aristotle's wisdom into your life? Here are some tips. Number one, be clear on your dreams and goals. This is absolutely number one. What do you want to do, achieve, and have in different aspects of your life? Think health and well-being, think career, business, relationships, and personal development. Number two, break down your dreams and goals into habits. Once you set your goals, break them down into smaller, manageable tasks. These tasks can be turned into daily or weekly habits that align with what you want your life to be. Number three, design a daily routine that incorporates new habits that support your dreams and goals. Consistency is key, so aim for a schedule that is realistic and sustainable over the long term, not just short term. Number four, start small and build gradually. This is so important because if you're anything like me, I get really excited and I often go big, but begin with small, achievable habits. Make them laughable simple, because building momentum is crucial, and starting with manageable tasks helps in establishing a foundation for more significant changes over time. I think we often overlook the power of starting small, especially if you have big dreams and goals and you're excited. Number five, track your progress. Keep a journal or use a habit tracker to monitor your progress. Celebrate the small wins and reflect on the positive changes you have made along the way. This is so important to keep momentum. Number six, stay accountable. Share your dreams, goals, and habits with like-minded people. Having someone to encourage and support you can significantly increase your chances of success. If you don't have those people in your life, you can join me and the Dream Life community. It's incredible when you have like-minded people around you for inspiration, but also for support. It's a game changer. I'll link to my coaching program in the show notes, or just head over to Your Dream Life Starts Here. Number seven, embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Understand that setbacks are a natural part of our journey. When you encounter obstacles or failures, view them as an opportunity to learn and adjust your approach. I don't actually call it failure. unless you give up. We learn most when we fail, so don't be scared to fail. Number 8, cultivate a growth mindset that views challenges as opportunities for growth rather than big obstacles. It's almost impossible, in my view, to change if you don't have a growth mindset. So this is absolutely vital. Number 9, surround yourself with inspiring people. Spend time with people who inspire and motivate you. Their habits and attitudes can have a positive influence on your own behavior. So, so important. And we often see this, you know, if you hang with healthy people, you are more likely to become healthy. If you hang with successful people in business, you're more likely to be successful in your own business, etc. Number 10, review and adjust often. Always review your habits and dreams and goals. Life happens and it's easy to get off track, and that is just life. And the key is to get back on track quickly, and by always reviewing where you're at, you will be able to do this easily. Last one is celebrate progress, not just achievements. Acknowledge and celebrate the progress you make, not just the final achievements. Recognizing the journey keeps you motivated and reinforces the positive habits you have cultivated. And it's so much easier to continue if you do that. As we wrap up this episode, remember that excellence is not a one-time event, but a result of consistent positive habits. Take the wisdom of Aristotle and remember, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. And let this quote guide you on your journey towards the life of your dreams. If you enjoyed today's episode and want more, please join me in the Dream Life Coaching Program, because in February for 2024, we will be focusing on habits that will support your dream life. I have done so much work around my own habits, and I will share everything that I've learned in my Hour of Power, which is part of the Dream Life Coaching Program. You can now join my Dream Life Coaching Program monthly, so why not give it a go and try it for a month and see what you can do to make your dreams come true this year by having supportive habits. It can be a game changer. Just head over to yourdreamlifestartshere.com to join. I will link to it in the show notes as well. As always, I'll be back on Friday. Thanks for listening and have a great Monday and a great week.